Embrace the cross. In Luke 22, verse 42, we read, Father, not my will, but yours be done. And in Psalm 32, verse 6, we read, For this shall every one that is godly pray unto thee, in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. When the storms of life and pain and difficulties of life appear to overwhelm us, we need to separate ourselves from all unnecessary and restless thoughts. We need to reflect on him and embrace him alone. We need to clothe ourselves with humility. We need to submit to the workings of the Holy Spirit deep within our beings. We need to refrain from unnecessary busyness. And we need to sit quietly and reflect on the Beloved. We need to keep our eyes fixed on the beautiful attributes of the Lord Jesus. For as we dwell on him, so we begin to be transformed into his likeness. We need to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Oh, do not resist the difficulties and trials that he brings into your life. Be willing to suffer, knowing that he who began a good work in you will complete it, knowing that those he loves he chastens or trains as they crucify the self-life and enthrone him alone. Don't attempt self-preservation. Just rest in his love and allow his peace to envelop your soul. Abandon yourself to his will cheerfully and completely, and allow the wonder-working power of the Holy Spirit to keep you broken before him. Thy will, not mine, be done in my life. Matheson, who wrote the following lovely hymn, said the following. He said, My hymn was composed in the manse in Argyllshire, in Scotland, on the evening of the 6th of June, 1882, when I was 40 years of age. I was alone in the manse at the time. It was the night of my sister's marriage, and the rest of the family were staying overnight in Glasgow. Something happened to me, which was known only to myself, and which caused me the most severe mental suffering. The hymn, O Love That Wilt Not Let Me Go, was the fruit of that suffering. O Love That Wilt Not Let Me Go, I rest my weary soul in thee. I give thee back the life I owe, that in thine ocean depths its flow may richer, fuller be. O light that followest all my way, I yield my flickering torch to thee. My heart restores its borrowed ray, that in thy sunshine blaze its day may brighter, fairer be. O joy that seekest me through pain, I cannot close my heart to thee. I trace the rainbow through the rain, and feel the promise is not vain, that morn shall tearless be. O cross that lifteth up my head, I dare not ask to fly from thee. I lay in dust life's glory, dead, and from the ground there blossoms red life that shall endless be.